I'm getting a dog.
Oh my gosh! Do you remember? Can we have the tape? Do we have the tape of him just saying, "No, never, no"?
Can we have the tape of him? Can I, you know what? No tape. I'll just show you the scars on my body from the beatdown that I get on my puppy.
I mean, this is just bizarre world. First of all, not drinking anymore, which is great. The Razorbacks dead. Oh, the heart attack. They could win the World Series, and now I never get a dog. You know I'm sick of you crazy. I'm going to get a dog.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Next up, sleeping.
Take this from somebody who knows.
Well,
Second to grandchildren. Little dog.
I want it from the puppy stage.
Yes.
Sure.
I want to. I have all day to make sure the pet learns to pee outside. Yep. I know there'll be frustrations up front, but in the long run, when I'm sitting around at 2 o'clock on a summer afternoon and I've got nothing to do, I'll have my dog.
That's correct. Your next week or two, whatever you want to do, I think you should travel around to different shelters and adopt a
dog.
If you're doing the puppies,
they have puppies.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Shelters have puppies.
I'm not going to a shelter.
Here's the problem with him and shelters. Some of those dogs have emotional issues, and I don't think he's ready for that.
I got one. My very first dog, we got a dog. It was a beagle, and we named it Denver. Denver was brought to the house, crawled up under the deck, and never came out.
What are you looking for?
I'm going to do a six-week search.
6 weeks?
I want to make sure it's absolutely perfect.
Why don't you go?
Josh's girlfriend works at a pet store, and she's been saying this for a year now. You need to get your dog.
What do you think he should get?
Do they sell pets?
How big do you want it to be?
Shih Tzu may be too small for him. Plus, he'll get trouble by saying it on the radio.
I want an inside dog.
Shih Tzu is perfect.
Well,
I think Shih Tzus are too small.
Mastiffs are great inside.
The only request Karen has is it doesn't shed much.
I don't.
All right, so you want a short hair dog?
This is about this big, right? I think of a Yorkie, maybe.
I do not want a poodle.
No.
They're the smartest dogs on the planet. And here's the deal. Whenever you get one of them little inside dogs, you better go ahead and go to Walgreens and get you one of those just seen on TV little steps so it could climb up on the bed. It's going to happen.
What is the dog? No, it will be.
No, it's not.
You said you'd never get a dog.
What is the dog that
barks? I've thought about this long and hard, and the dog will not be in the bed. Karen.
Hey.
What?
I just got to say, do you remember last week when he was giving Roger all his grief?
Yes.
And then he said, I do not need a dog in my life because in 8 years they're going to die.
Yes.
I don't need that.
Well, I've done the math.
What happened, Karen?
The odds are that.
I don't have any idea. We're sitting in our house. We're celebrating Father's Day, and he says, I want a dog. And I'm looking at him like an alien has taken over his body.
Yes, bizarro world. Karen, you're right. What is going on here?
I don't know, but if that's what he wants to make him happy, then I am all
I understand.
For.
Now, let me ask you this. Before that, had you maybe wanted a dog for all these years, maybe?
No, because Karen cleans this house. Not a maid. Karen.
So that's why you want to request it. Okay. If it's going to make you happy, we get a dog, but we get one that does not shed.
In my defense,
that was my thought process. But you know what? Tommy will learn how to clean floors, I guess. He'll be even busier.
In my defense, I do clean the house sometimes. I'm not good with the floors, but I'll get good with the floors.
Well, I do think that
I'll have all the time in the world.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not against this in any way, shape, or form.
I just thought it was funny that last week Roger got bombarded.
Yes, beat him to a pulp. You know, that's what's funny, Karen.
Wait a minute.
You're going to deny that?
I'm going to deny that because he lets the dog in the bed. Karen and I will never let the
dog in the bed. Okay, here we go again. Mark the tape. That dog will be in that bed within two weeks.
And I will give you.
That dog is 7 weeks old. And it's crying at night. Yep.
That's exactly right.
I got to put up with that.
Look. And when you start talking in baby puppy talk.
Mark this down, Karen. If I start talking in baby talk, you say you go or the dog goes.
She'll think it's sweet.
Well, I do. You're going to eat so many words, it's going to be funny.
Yeah. Well, there is something to be said for, you know, when Tommy does have downtime and you're not there, Karen, so it's fun to have a dog.
It's great to have a companion.
But there's things that come with it. That you said the cleanup.
I That's why there's going to be a 6-week search for this dog. Avery will find me the perfect dog.
What do you think, Karen? What kind of dog do you think?
I think it's fantastic.
Well, I mean, what kind of dog? What kind of dog do you think?
As long as it doesn't shed.
Well, I don't know about that either, because I don't know that some of them dogs, I mean, some of them.
Well, Harry says a Shih Tzu.
I'm like, I'm not ready for a combination dog.
Harry says a Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzus are good dogs. They really are.
Have you had a dog before, Karen?
Just the ones that Josh acquired for.
Yeah. No Great Dane. That was when I did not want a dog. They went out and got the dog, and they let me take care of the dog.
Well, Tommy, Karen, what I'd like to do, if possible, we get Harry and whomever else has other little dogs. I will speak for the poodles. I'll do a little paper on it.
I will
give you my thoughts on a poodle, and then somebody else can give you other thoughts.
I can defend the other
breed.
There you go. Yeah, we've had three.
Well, I can tell you right now, I swear to God on the Bible, I'm not getting a poodle.
Well,
because I looked at Avery, and she said, you don't want a poodle.
No,
well,
what about
she said, they're good dogs, but you don't want a poodle.
Do you want a manly dog? Do you care about that, if it's a manly dog? Like a bulldog or something?
No, I don't want nothing like
that. Get a lab.
You don't want a bulldog?
No.
I think bulldogs are cute. I think I want a manly
bulldog. Well,
you got a bulldog
fight, yeah, but you can't fall in love with a bulldog.
Oh, my gosh, you're crazy.
What are you going to name it?
What do you mean?
That's huge. Hey,
top 10 dogs for lazy owners.
then we got the name coming up next. So this will be very interesting.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
I get the name.
E-Pod.
Well, that should get you through
a
week.
Is it male or female?
I was thinking last night, since Josh's dog is called Deuce, we name ours Ace.
It gets you through a week's worth of shows. I mean, really.
Yeah,
naming
exactly.
The dog, that's 20 hours.
This will be
easy.
The whole rest of the year shows.
What about the pug? What about the pug?
This is your Mount Rushmore of puppies.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I want it to start out as a puppy, so it'll know my voice, and it'll respond to my voice, and all that stuff.
I'm telling you, Roger, you're going to have
something.
Snowball could come over to y'all's place.
We're going to puppy park.
We're
going to puppy parks, and your little puppy, you'll put it on a slide?
I was told that poodles look the cleanest dogs, but they're the dirtiest.
What about Chihuahua?
I ain't getting no Chihuahua. And I can also tell you this, that within 4 weeks, Karen will be saying, that's my dog.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be eating my words, too.
Okay, let me ask you this. How long will it take for you to go from one dog to two dogs?
None.
Because that can happen. Look at Roger.
You know
companion.
You know, I'm not going to say never, but I'm not going to know.
You don't want that dog by himself at home.
Yeah,
while
every time we've gone over to people's houses and their dogs are jumping all over him, I am not kidding you. This is the funniest thing in the world.
What a shock.
I'll kill him.
What is going on?
You're going to be having alpacas in the backyard.
Hey, the Mayans were right. The world
yes.
See, I told you.
All I know is I will not have stories floating around about me about taking poodles to bed with jars.
It's
gonna.
I'm like, Karen said, within 2 weeks, that dog will be cuddled up next to Uncle Outlaw.
You're gonna have to
in the bed.
Come to Daddy.
When we had the baby Great Dane, and we had the baby.
You like the baby
pit bull? I was in heaven with those dogs. I was in heaven with those dogs.
He was. He's good. He's good with babies, whether they be dog or human. So.
Well, so that's why you would think that you would want a smaller dog, because it's more like a puppy his whole life.
Well,
you know? You're
not going to want, you know, a big horse in your house. But again, Mastiffs, I understand, are very good dogs for apartments.
What's the one that barks all the time? Is that the beagle?
That you could
combat the other dog.
No.
You know what? And every time there's a siren, you'll know it, because your dogs will hear it long before you do.
Well, that's what dogs do.
Well, the first thing that Karen, when Tommy comes in,
I'm not making
the show,
a snap
it's peed all over the floor as a puppy. And
that's all right. They have puppy pads. You can take your dog into PetSmart with you.
This dog will be trained that this is where you stay when I'm gone.
Oh, listen.
Here we go.
That's what Karen said about you.
Until you reach a certain age and you learn not to pee on the furniture, you'll be in the bathroom with one of those little pen things up. You'll have your toys. You'll have your food.
I think there is something to be said for having
mean,
a dog.
Here we go. You got to back me up on this.
I can just see all this coming right now. This is going to be like...
Oh, yeah. Well, in my experience, the two dogs y'all picked out weren't exactly winners.
Oh, wow. You're right.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the only problem, Karen. I think both of you will connect to the dog. Yeah, I mean, it's the one thing about you, you usually connect to dogs. But the problem is, as Tommy said, at some point, you know, there comes things you deal with, which is life and death with dogs, that will make it sad. But for the time being, though, it's great companionship. I think there's nothing to matter with that.
When I look at the thermometer and it's going to be 98 degrees, and I know I'm not going to get on that computer and sit around and be like these jagoffs all day.
Oh my gosh! Listen, when you put peanut butter on your toes and that dog licking your toes,
that's not me. That's Roger.
And I never have done that. That's Crazy Mike's crazy idea.
And by the way, jagoff is a snob that drives a Jaguar who doesn't belong to a Jaguar.
I found that out over the weekend too.
It's a jag. A-G-O-F-F. It's a word. It's in a dictionary.
The only Tommy will do it. The next thing Karen, you'll see walking, Tommy will be letting the dog kiss him in the lips.
I don't think so.
As long as he doesn't kiss me right afterwards, we're okay.
No, you don't have to worry about that, babe. You'll always come first over the dog, no matter what.
That's good to know.
You'll be gone. I have so many hours during the day when I'm sitting around going, you know, if I could take a magic pill and sleep 5 hours, I've tried to do volunteer work. I've rode rides. I've gone to Bill's house. I've gone to square dancing. And there's just not enough stuff for me to do. So I'm thinking. And when I saw Avery yesterday and how much she loves dogs, and she can kind of read me, because she's been telling Josh for a year now, he ought to get a dog.
Well, we've sort of said that, too.
Yeah, but we get shot down like we're doing reconnaissance over the Soviet Union.
You are a reason a person would not get a dog.
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous statement.
You've got a poodle named Snowball that licks your toes.
Does not lick my toes. You just take it one step farther.
Bizarro World will continue because that dog will be in the bed with him within two, and Karen within 2 weeks. We'll be licking him in the mouth.
Well,
the
I tell you what, I'll keep it real for you guys, so we'll get an update.
Thank you, Karen.
Truth of what's going on in Karen, this house with the dog.
Very good. When you go to PetSmart and get a little bitty puppy raincoat to take that dog out walking.
Karen, my right eye is about to fall out of my head.
I'm going to go out
and play heat in the heat today. I'm trying to kill time to stay on my road to recovery, so I think I'll get a dog. Back me up on this a little bit, would you?
I think it'll be fantastic. I do too.
All right. If JR is a TV icon, give me another one. She helped me with the spelling bee last night, too.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Yes.
TV icon. I'm going to go Andy Griffith.
Well, you can't go wrong there.
You know, I can see you going on a remote and having a nanny cam in the house. just to check on the dog.
All right, honey. I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye, Karen. Thanks for calling in.
Good luck.
I know that would respond to that.
RJ, I'll take that entire segment from the get-go.
Yeah.
That is evidence.
That's evidence, and I know it's a big commitment. I've been thinking about it for three weeks and never said anything to you guys about it.
So much-
I-